You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. The Maui Invasive Species Committee is actively working 8 different sites where little fire ants have been reported on the Valley Isle. We talked to Alyssa Strohecker and Brooke Mannequin of the Maui Invasive Species Committee about the snapshot treating 150 acres in a remote area of Nahiku using a new aerial treatment.
Well, it's hard to say exactly how things went, because what we need to do is go in and do a comprehensive survey of the area to figure that out. We have done some preliminary surveys, and it indicates that the density of ants is dropping down drastically.
But well, that's good.
That is good. We have done 9 treatments to date, and we have 4 more scheduled. And in June, we plan to do that very large survey. Right now, the picture, if you will, of the infested area is made of a composite of much effort over time, several surveys over the years, and so we know what the infestation looks like, but we need to be able to capture a snapshot in time. So we're planning on a very large all-staff effort to go out and survey the entire infestation over a week's time. We're going to go camp in the area and survey day after day, and hopefully we will get a picture of what it looks like now.
How large of a group do you hope to get?
As many people as we can get from our other projects to come help us. So I think maybe around 30 or so people.
Well, I have to ask, you know, because we've had a couple of shutdowns this year, what have been the challenges?
Well, we have protocols to keep us safe while we're doing the work, but a lot of our work is done outside, so it's easy to social distance outside. One of the biggest problems we have are a number of vehicles. So a lot of us are using personal vehicles to get to our locations, our sites where we do the work. And we can, once we're there, it's usually fairly easy to social distance, but it is very difficult to always keep that in mind and make sure that everybody is being safe.
And Lisa, jump in here. I mean, what has it been like, you know, from your perspective? What are you hearing, you know, from the public? Have we had more reports come in this year?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I think we did a campaign. I think people are spending more time in their yards, in their backyards. We did a campaign like we normally do after we find a new infestation of little fire ants. So we sent out some mailers to the community and asked them to just survey and test their yard, and we got an unprecedented number of samples of ants sent into us. You know, normally we get 1 or 2 ants a month or samples a month, and we got up almost 30.
So people are definitely they're out there, and we've got a little bit more, I guess, range.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think people are paying closer attention. So, I mean, you know, without a doubt, I think the good thing about our Little Fire Ant program is that we've had so much community support so far. 11 of our 17 incidences or, you know, occurrences of little fire ants on Maui have been reported by the community. So that's how we found out about them, is people were concerned and they sent in ant samples or called us. And so we really depend on that community awareness. I mean, I think, you know, with COVID-19, we realized that we're all in this together. And, you know, that applies for our little fire ant, you know, detection strategy as well. So, you know, we've got Department of Ag looking at the borders and helping us to trace forward and trace back. But our crews are out there controlling, and we just need everybody out there looking and sending in samples of ants when they can.
So you're in contact with the various groups on the different islands?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a network of, you know, invasive species committees throughout the state. And so we all partner and do, you know, updates together and work together on outreach programs and things like that. So we just finished Little Fire Ant Awareness Month, for example. And so encourage people to send in samples of ants. We emphasized our social media reach much more this last year. I think more people are, you know, on social media, so we invested more in that and did a campaign through some of the like news stations and things. So putting, you know, more advertisement online, definitely this year. And then there are, you know, shifting to webinars for training, things like that. And it's actually, you know, to some degree, I think we've had greater attendance. I don't know if people are looking for something to do, but, you know, it's a great way to reach people that we might not otherwise. So, you know, they don't have to drive to a site to go to a training or see something. So they can just attend virtually.
And then, Brooke, can you talk about, you know, the aerial treatment that you folks were experimenting with there in Maui? I mean, you know, how's our funding for that program? I mean, any chance that that'll be expanded?
Yeah, so like I said, we have four more treatments planned and then this big survey. And that survey will direct the future of the work. And I expect that we will probably continue on with the aerial treatment, which is very expensive. However, the County of Maui has been very supportive, and we are receiving funding that should support this project for another year.
Explain to our listeners what that survey will look like on the ground.
That will consist of crews of people. Each individual will have a map on a tablet so that they can view real time. They will have areas, plots of land to hit with their samples where they're going to need to drop their little vial with peanut butter. The day before the survey starts, I'm going to have crews go through and cut trail through the forest, the jungle, because it's very dense, densely vegetated area. So they're going to have to clear their own path beforehand to get ready to do the survey. And then the remaining days of the week, they'll be out there all day long, placing a little vial with peanut butter in it, leaving it there for an hour, coming back and picking it up and taking a GPS point, putting a number on it, storing it in a Ziploc bag until it can go to our biologist, who will review it under a microscope and then identify it as little fire ants or not. And then we can make a map full of dots showing where the little fire ants are and they aren't, and that will be what guides the work that we do. We won't be able to get everywhere we need to go because there's a lot of cow bush, and as you probably know, it's impenetrable without heavy machinery, and so we won't be going in those areas. We have to make certain assumptions about the presence or absence of ants in those areas, and so we generally will be treating those anyways from the air because we can't get in there to verify whether ants are there or not.
And Lisa, can you talk about how these ants might have gotten there in the first place?
It's hard to say. I mean, they're moved basically anytime soil could be moved, they can be moved. As the population of little fire ants has gotten more dense on Big Island, there's likely more ants moving throughout the state. Most of the cases we found on Maui, the ants have been there for several years, so we can't pinpoint it back to, you know, something like, okay, it was from this potted plant or something like this. There's been a few times where we have been able to pinpoint it. And, you know, one example was a man who was building a home in Hana area, and he shipped over shingles from his Hilo house. And turns out that the shingles had been stored outside, and there were little fire ants present on the shingles. And so before those even, you know, were unpacked, we realized it. And, you know, they tested and found little fire ants and checked for it. And again, it was a community, you know, a concerned community member thinking, like, this is an item of risk just because it's been stored outside. So, you know, they can move in all kinds of different things, you know, both the increased amount of ants on Big Island and also moving throughout the state.
Right, but it's not just plants, not nursery material.
It's not, yeah, not just nursery material. I mean, they see them moving in couches, cars, anything. The most recent detection, actually, the people decided to report them because they were getting stung while they were inside their home, while they were sleeping in their beds. So the ants, you know, though their ideal habitat is outside, once they get so dense, they end up moving inside.
And then, now, if yeah. I recall, though, and correct me if I'm wrong, Brooke, but the area or the ants spread, I think, because it was like one of the homes near a stream.
Right. So people move little fire ants, but also waterways too. And we've seen that happen at a couple of sites. But in the case of the Mahiku infestation, where we're using the helicopter, they were likely introduced at a stream, right by a stream up the mountain, somebody's house, and they flowed downstream. So it's created this very linear, long infestation on either side of the stream. We've had a couple of infestations on Maui right on some streams, and so we've gone all the way down the stream surveying to make sure that those ants haven't moved downstream, all the way down to the ocean. And it's a lot of work in some cases when the site is far away from the ocean and the stream is full of waterfalls and very steep. We have to access people's properties and figure out who lives there and make sure it's okay to survey all the way down, make sure that those ants haven't moved.
All right, but that's something that homeowners need to be mindful of.
Absolutely, yes. There isn't that many infestations here. There's 17 that we know of on Maui. So most homeowners, if they have an infestation, we're working on it for them. So they're not having to go do their own control work at this point in time like they do on the Big Island. On the Big Island, it's a totally different case scenario over there. The homeowners have to do their own treatment because there's no chance of eradicating little fire ants at this point in time on the Big Island.
We just need everyone to be on the lookout, no matter what island you're on, because we want to contain the spread.
Absolutely. It's definitely it's a new norm. So anytime you're bringing anything to your property that, you know, could potentially have little fire ants, it's worth checking. And it's just as something you can do to protect your community, your home, your pets, your family, and our environment.
So there's 17 known sites where infestations have occurred, and right now only 8 of them are active. The remaining sites are either being monitored because we've gotten rid of the ants, and so we continue to go back and make sure that they indeed are gone. And after 5 years of monitoring, then we'll label that site as eradicated and we'll quit going back to survey. So we have 2 sites that we're calling eradicated here on Maui and several others that are monitoring, but 8 of them are active sites out of 17 in total.
Anything else be good to underscore, Lissa?
It's been really successful. I think that for the most part, our treatment protocol has proven effective. So we know how to get rid of the ants once we find them. We just need help finding them. So like Brooke was saying, you know, it's a very, I don't know, I guess logical, laid out, systematic approach to getting rid of them, and it works. It's really effective. But where we need help is community reporting and finding these ants before they become so widespread.
That was Lissa Strohecker and Brooke Mankin of the Maui Invasive Species Committee. Here on Oahu in 2020, there were several reports from the community of new infestations. There's one case at Sunset Beach, 2 parcels along Kahala Avenue, and another in Lower Makiki. There are active cases on 5 properties in Aina Haina and around a condo complex in Kaneohe. There is also monitoring underway in Laie, as well as Paoa, Lanikai, and Kualoa Ranch. So far, there have been no reports of ants on Lanai and Molokai. For links to the hotline and the statewide reports, head to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.